USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
More Americans finding jobs. The federal government releasing the unemployment report Friday. Over 940,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate drops to 5.4%. We're still not at pre-pandemic levels, but President Biden says this is proof we're heading in the right direction.
Now, while our economy is far from complete, and while we doubtlessly will have ups and downs along the way as we continue to battle the Delta surge of COVID, what is indisputable now is this. The Biden plan is working. The Biden plan produces results, and the Biden plan is moving the country forward.
The report coming out after 25 states opt out of federal unemployment assistance in an effort to get more people back to work. This report, though, doesn't include a state-by-state breakdown. A fire burning for over 3 weeks in Northern California, making history. The Dixie Wildfire, now the largest single wildfire in state history, the third biggest overall. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Many kids will be starting the school year in the classroom, but there seems to be some disagreement among federal officials as to whether in-person learning will be disrupted. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling USA Today on Friday how important it is for kids to be in the classroom.
The detrimental effect, both mental health, physical and social development, intellectual learning of children is really devastating.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, though, saying Friday at a town hall in Boston, it may be best to have students learning from home if community spread of the virus gets to a certain level. The federal government pausing student loan payments through the end of January. The Department of Education says this will be the final extension of the pause. Hezbollah firing rockets into Israel from Lebanon for the first time in 15 years. The rockets fired Friday into northern Israel. No word on casualties. A recall notice issued for dehumidifiers. New Wide Tech recalling about 2 million units because they can overheat and catch fire. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some southern states getting hit hard by COVID cases among children. Wendy King has more.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is ordering a mask mandate for public schools in the fall.
In just 4 days, another 3,939 children, these are people below the age of 18, have tested positive in Louisiana.
Frontline hospital workers in Florida are reporting a surge in COVID patients in children's hospitals. A family in West Memphis, Arkansas, are now mourning the death of their 11-year-old girl due to COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A Republican lawmaker seeking to impeach the president, Ohio Congressman Bob Gibbs, on Friday sends a letter to colleagues asking them to consider filing articles of impeachment against President Biden. Gibbs's reasons for impeachment, the extension of the eviction moratorium, and not securing the southern border. He says both violate the Constitution. The Taliban captures more territory in Afghanistan. The Taliban Friday seizing control of a provincial capital for the first time since U.S. and NATO troops started their pullout. The U.N. envoy to Afghanistan saying Friday the war has entered a new, deadlier, and more destructive phase. 10 people stabbed on a train in Tokyo, at least one seriously hurt, happening Friday night on a commuter train, a man in his 30s in custody. USA men's basketball wins its fourth straight Olympic gold medal. They beat France 97-92 Saturday morning. Kevin Durant with 29 points. Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton, who play for the Milwaukee Bucks, become the fifth and sixth players to win an NBA title and gold medal in the same summer. And American golfer Nelly Korda makes history. She becomes the first golfer to win a major and a gold medal in the same year. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.